Welcome to Lone Star, episode 5.
This is the last audition episode, you guys.
So I wanted to say Pop Star.
Lone Star.
Yes, Lone Star.
AKA that show Dylan won.
So, tonight we have a special guest.
You say you don't want us to talk about you and the elephant, but you keep bringing it up. And it makes it difficult to not talk about the sexual relations that you're having with an elephant.
No, but why can't we talk about me and the elephant and not sex?
Like, because it's creepy.
Why can't it be a non
sexual It's only creepy because you talk about sex and the elephant.
No,
but
it's creepy because she talks about it like it's a real person.
No.
The elephant's the only one that loves me.
No, he's really cute.
You're hurting his feelings. I dared Faded Phantom to hide it when in LA, but she said she wouldn't do it.
She would because she knows I would cry.
She was afraid you were gonna you would flip out and like turn into like the Hulk or something.
I would. I'd be really upset.
You guys.
What?
That'll be really funny. I want to do that now.
7 auditions?
Yeah, we have a lot of auditions.
Most auditions I think we've ever had. I'm so excited.
It is. We usually have 5. That's 2 more than usual.
Let me just wish the Popstar finale contestants luck tonight.
Yay. I'm really sad that Popstar's ending. We got Melly and Omi sent their emails and they both were like, we love this show and I feel like I'm going to be really sad.
It's a good thing.
No, Popstar's awesome.
It's been, so much fun. I'm going to cry. But I'm excited for Lone Star.
Yay.
So.
Whoever wins Popstar can say that they won Popstar.
They can.
I'm considering myself the winner of Popstar because I was the original winner of the star shows.
Aria won Rockstar.
But yes. I won Lone Star first.
I know.
So. We've got. Do we have 7 or 8? I feel like we have. I missed.
Let me check. We have 1.
I've got Katit, Traviata, Megadizzy, Sexy Girl. That Weeaboo name person from
Katsumi
the
H.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, she's back.
Returned.
Frosty Cups.
And Duragon. Yeah, we've got some good auditions.
Frosty Cup's real name is Call It A Day.
I know.
All right, who's up first?
Call It A Day. I got it.
Took you a minute.
I didn't.
I totally got it. Okay, cool. We have Katit is up first. Sorry.
All right. I am ready when you are.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. This is Katit, and this is my audition for the country song game. So, here it goes. Teen drinking is very bad. Hey, I got a fake ID, though. Uh-huh, y'all. Come on. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Let's round them up. Yeah.
1. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Everybody drunk out on the bar floor. Baby girl asked people she want more. Like she a groupie and I eat it and on tour. Maybe cause she heard that I buy hardcore. Or maybe cause she heard that I buy at the stores. But I'm sure I do love this country. If not, I gotta move on to the next floor. Here comes the 3 to the 2 to the 1. Cowboy trippin', he don't know I got a gun. When it come to pop, man, we do shit for fun. You ain't got one partner, you better run. Now I'm in the back, getting head from my mom.
Howdy,
she
y'all.
She going down and breaking down what I done. She chewing on my dip, saying she ain't having fun. Bitch, give it back now, you don't get none. Everybody on the farm getting tipsy.
Everybody on the farm getting tipsy.
Everybody on the farm getting tipsy.
Now y'all animals better tone up the hell down, y'all pissing me off.
Everybody on the farm getting tipsy.
Everybody on the farm getting tipsy.
Everybody on the farm getting tipsy.
I hope that I win. And thank you.
That was a mix of rap and country.
And gum chewing.
And gum chewing. I found the gum chewing erotic.
I found it interesting.
First of all, she said it's a country song game thing and it's not a game. I won this and it's serious business.
It is.
That's what I have to say.
Serious business.
Serious business.
Roar.
I mean, obviously this was a joke audition and it was very funny.
Well, like, to me, had it not had music behind it, I probably would have said yes.
Well, yeah, because, like, it would have been funny.
Wait, what?
Like, it would have been funny because, like, she, like, changed the lyrics to make it more country. If she hadn't had music, it could have been, a, like, a potentially... Like,
that is the most creative audition we've had so far.
Most... No, but what I'm saying is, like, if she didn't have music, it could have been, like... It could have been countryified.
There's rap and country.
Yeah, there's rap and country.
Well, I always consider like rap and country just like fast talking parts and songs.
It doesn't make any sense to me, though.
They just like do that. I've never heard like rap country. Like it's always just, like,
Troy.
We're gonna talk really fast in this section of the song, and it sounds like rap.
I thought that in spite of this not being a legit audition, it was fun, and it got me pumped up to do the legit auditions.
Yes. So
I thought it was actually good, like, singing-wise, if it wasn't, like, yeah, a joke audition.
So kudos to you, Katit.
Yay.
Well, up first for our real audition is Traviata.
Yay!
Lord, make me a rainbow, I'll shine down on my mother. She'll know I'm safe with you when she stands in dermy colors. Oh, and life ain't always what you think it ought to be, no. Ain't even gray, but she buries her baby. The sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough time. If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in a river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song, the sharp knife of a short life. Well, I've had just enough time.
Traviata!
Yay!
Even with poor mic quality, you sound pretty.
I know, I'm glad you're
that
back.
That was a poor mic quality, was it?
She said that it was poor mic quality.
It sounded like she was moving, it sounded like a stereo mic, like a Yeti.
She said she had to use
Oh, it sounded kind of, yeah, like a laptop one to me.
Really?
In her email, she said laptop.
Oh, because I'm used to her other, like, awesome quality.
I think that we first need to say yes or no to Katit, because I don't think it's fair that she worked that hard on a submission and you didn't even say yes or no to her.
Well, I said no because it was obviously a troll, and I doubt she wants to actually be on the show.
I also say no for the same reasons.
I say, okay, it doesn't matter what I say, but I would have said no because it had music.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, that's too.
By the rules and not judging people based on whether I think they trolled or not.
Well, but yeah, it had music.
Oh, and it had an intro, so.
Oh, yeah. And an outro. Is an outro a thing? I don't even
know. Yeah, that's a legit.
It is.
Okay, just making
All right.
sure.
So, Traviata's back.
She is.
Yay!
I totally made out with her in real life.
Oh, boy. Too much information.
Just wanted to share that information.
Mm-hmm.
Awkward silence.
Awkward.
Let's be a lesson to everybody. If you make out with me, I will tell everybody about it. Especially if you're hot and are talented. Okay.
I thought you said pot and talented. I was like, wait, what?
We don't talk so about clearly, what happened. The pot.
We all know that Dylan likes to make out with people. But
if
what did Dylan think of this?
I thought that Making out is not the only epic thing you can do with your mouth because you sang this amazingly.
Wow.
I think you have one of the best voices we've heard so far on this season two.
Beloved?
I said one of the best voices. Oh, okay. There's no reason to pit them against each other just yet. They'll do that on their own.
Beloved versus Traviata.
There's other good people besides just Beloved and Traviata. We have Maddie. We have Russ. There's a lot of good people.
There's a lot of good people on this show.
So, yeah, I'm not, don't turn this into me being like, oh, Traviata's going to win. I'm just saying she has a nice voice. Is that a problem?
No, I know. I was just flashing
back. Why don't you shut the hell up and let me finish my critique?
All right.
I have nothing else to say.
Wow. I loved this. You had such a pretty tone, and it just was beautiful. I think your voice will be really, really good for country. Like, I'm really excited to hear you with music. Yeah, I don't really have much more to say because it was just really good. So.
Yeah, and I like this isn't like a part, like a range of your voice that like we hear a lot. So I was like, oh, your higher range is really pretty. And like, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have even known this was her if I didn't.
I know. I thought it was like, yeah, it didn't sound like it was her at first because you're used to hearing like the low gravelly type sound. But yeah, like your upper range is like really pretty. I liked it a lot.
The thing I like about you is that when you do sing with music on competitions that you don't drop out of, you do really creative things, and a lot of times you make your own backtrack, and I'm hoping that you do something really cool here.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I hope that you, like, do all these fun, cool, like...
Originality.
Yeah.
Name of the game.
Yes. So do we want to do yeses and nos?
Yes.
Was that a yes to Traviata, or...?
Yes, it was.
Nice. All right. It's
yes.
I say yes as well. So.
Yay.
Traviata, you're on.
Can I just say that thanks to Katito, we got to tell somebody no.
We told other people no.
We told Copper and Katito, like, and that's it.
And Bright.
Bright's on the show, though.
Yeah, but we said no.
Thank you, Katito, for letting us say no to somebody else.
Fine.
Who's up next?
Say no.
Dizzy is next.
All right, let's listen.
Yay!
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Dizzy.
Dizzy.
What did you think, Valk?
I hate this song.
How can you judge a country competition and hate Ring of Fire?
It's a stupid song. I hate this song. I don't like old country. It's really annoying to me.
That disgusts me in so many ways.
I like 90s, like 90s and onward. I like can't listen to anything before the 90s.
Uh-oh.
But
Val just confessed something.
Yeah. What is going on here?
It's madness.
Can we please have like a Johnny Cash night or like a older country's night?
No, we have to. It'd be so fun.
Patsy Cline and Johnny Cash.
That will suffer.
It'll be like Beatles night.
Beatles night is so great.
Okay. Ugh. It's okay to say you don't like the Beatles. I get that. But to say that you hate every country song recorded before 1990 is ridiculous.
There are a couple, of course, but like all of the ones that I've heard and like seen the like time, the year of, and like, yeah.
Anytime you hear a country song you don't like, you're like, I bet that was recorded before 1990.
Yeah, usually. And then I check and it's like, that's 1970. I figured, because I don't like that stuff.
But besides that, what else did you think?
I thought this was interesting, Dizzy, because it sounded like a lounge singer, like crooner type of thingy with singing Ring of Fire. The melody was kind of like drifting in and out. I don't know. This is kind of iffy for me because I liked your tone on it, but your tone also sounded kind of weird at the same time. I don't know. And like you were like drifting in and out of the melody on like line to line. It seemed to like switch. So like, but you sounded pretty good. Like there, and it was like low energy. So I was kind of like,
See, here's my thing. This is the place in Dizzy's range that I really like. When he sings in this like lower kind of like middle place in his voice.
Yeah, it sounds all jazzy and smooth.
It's really nice.
I like his tone. He's got a good tone.
Me too. Yeah.
And I've heard him sing country before, and he did a great job with it.
I know.
He did on WSL. I feel like you didn't know this song that well, though, because the melody was crazy.
Yeah, the melody was weird.
I was wondering if maybe you're doing that, like that weird Jeff Buckley version. Was it Jeff Buckley that did it? That weird version with the sitars. I haven't
heard that.
Adam Lambert did it on Idol. Like he covered.
I hate that version.
Oh God, Val got like, very adamant about not liking.
That was a giggle, but it was like a malicious giggle.
The Adam Lambert version of the song, I don't like it. I don't like this song.
I don't know, like, I think that it was, like, it was weird for me, too, because, like, you definitely, I can't talk. You definitely.
You can talk and caress the elephant at the same time.
Shut up, I'm not, the elephant is, like, next to me. I felt that you definitely, like, had some weird melody moments, but then you also, like, I don't know, but you sang it well. I don't know. I'm torn.
I thought, like, tone-wise it was sang well, but, like, it was low energy and the melody was weird.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna compare this to Russ's.
Okay. Dun, dun, dun.
And in spite of Russ's insistence to the contrary, he did not sing the melody or Live Like You Were Dying correctly.
That's true.
But he still sounded good on it.
Yeah, I think that Dizzy still sounded good on this. So, like, I don't know.
Half of me believes that he only auditioned because I harassed him to. And so maybe his heart wasn't completely in it, but I don't want to assume that. I want to assume that his heart is, in fact, in this. And I want to see him win because I want a male to win Lone Star again.
Yeah.
I want to cock-block these ladies because they win every other show. And this show, a male needs to win again.
If Omi wins Popstar tonight, then, like, that'd be pretty cool.
Okay, we have to be respectful to the Lone Star contestants and shut the hell up about Popstar.
No, but I was just saying that, like, never mind, it goes along with the males.
Plus, this show probably won't be up till tomorrow, so when Omi loses Popstar later, everybody's going to be like, you're going to look stupid.
Oh, shoot, I didn't even think of that.
Oh, no. They're going to, like, listen and know the results already.
When Faded wins Popstar later, then
a lot of people win Popstar.
Okay, back to Mega Dizzy. I still say yes, even though the melody was all wonky.
Yeah, I like say tone. Yes, too, because, like, we didn't say yes to Russ when it was a similar situation.
I'll say yes to you, because he sounded good.
Sorry, Mega Dizzy, you're on the show.
Sorry. You should be happy.
I'm just kidding. I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
Do I see a blast from the past coming up next?
Let me look. Do we? Do I? Where am I? I don't know.
I see a Sexy Girl 08.
Oh, that's who it is. Okay, yes. Wow, Sexy Girl returns.
Oh, super my.
Yeah. Mm. Woo. Mm. All right, let's listen to her.
All right.
You've come to tell me something. You say I ought to know. They don't love me anymore, and I'll have to let him go. You say you're gonna take him, but I don't think you can. Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. Women like you, they're a dime a dozen. You can buy them anywhere. For you to get to him, I'd have to move over, and I'm gonna stand right here. It will be over my dead body, so I get out while you can. Cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. No, you ain't woman enough to take my man.
Sexy style. She is fresh off of Rent from her college.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
She's fresh off of Rent. What does that mean?
She played homeless person number two. She was in Rent at her college. I'm being serious. Why is that funny?
No, I know. But you said she was fresh off of Rent, so I was like trying to make a joke because, like, you know.
I think that's a joke enough. You don't have to add to it. She is fresh off of Rent.
Okay. All right.
Fresh off of Rent.
Well, I've actually never heard you sing before because I was not around, I guess, when you did sing it and all that stuff. So I felt that your tone was really nasally, like you sang a lot of this in your nose. I thought you had a good energy to you. But I just felt that your tone really took away from
what you were doing.
What?
Just fresh off of Rent, first of all. Second of all, well, I'll wait until let me hear. I'll wait till I what continue. I'll wait in her vocal.
I mean, that's all that I really had to say. So.
I want to know what Val thought of this.
I see how it is. I don't know. It had energy, but yeah, you were like. It sounds like you'd have a nice tone if you weren't so nasal. Like, you have to, like, work on not being nasal.
Whoa. She's fresh off of Rent.
Dylan, why don't you go next?
I think that Val just didn't like this because it's an older song.
No.
Well, that too.
I think that if you compared this to Patsy Cline's version, which I'm sure you've never heard, Val, you would hear that they're almost
I've
identical.
Heard Patsy
they
Cline.
Sound almost identical to each other. And I just wish there was more time, to, like, so you could resubmit with like Crazy or something. Because I would love to hear you sing Patsy Cline songs for the whole series. Just because Valk and Rochelle don't appreciate Patsy Cline.
Hey, I never Patsy said Cline I didn't like the crap. Song.
Rochelle, how did Patsy Cline die?
I don't know.
In a tractor accident.
Nope, plane crash.
Well.
Same thing.
This was less a plane crash. This was less a plane crash, more a train wreck. But only because you sang a song that these two don't appreciate.
I never said I didn't appreciate it.
I think that since
I did.
From the last time that I've heard you, Sexy Girl, to now, you've gotten much better.
Oh, yeah, you've gotten a lot better since, like, Sing It 7, I think, was the last time I heard you.
And she still has the beautiful rack.
Oh, my.
Yeses and noes? Rochelle, you learn? Rochelle,
I'll
if you say,
say
no
say
to...
No.
Rochelle, if you say no, it means you hate Patsy Cline.
That's so mean. That's, like, not fair.
I do hate Patsy Cline, so I say no.
But that's not why you say no.
Yes or no?
What do you say?
I ask you first, Rochelle. Yes or no? If you say no, it means you hate Patsy Cline.
I think I'm going to have to go with no.
You hate America.
No, I don't.
She is singing the music of the heartland of America, and this is how she's repaid.
No, I don't know.
American music is like God Bless the USA or something.
She is not patriotic, Rochelle Yar is not.
No, I just didn't. I don't know. I just.
But
didn't
she's in. She's the July calendar thingy.
Sexy girl.
So she'll have to be patriotic.
For what it's worth, I would have said yes, sexy girl. Because I believe in your talent, and I would have vouched for you that you would nail it with music.
Would she?
I'm sorry you won't get that chance. Yes, she would.
I could be swayed if you think that she could nail it with music.
Fuck. I fully believe that if you gave her something to sing, and if she got through this round, she would submit for the next round with music.
Well, hopefully.
That doesn't mean...
But would she sound good with
that
music?
That doesn't mean anything.
The music would sound amazing.
All right, I'll give you a chance.
It's a yes from us. Kudos, sexy girl.
Kudos.
Please stop the recording now.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true. That God bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
The return of Katsumi H.
Katsumi H. What strikes me about her, A, she's way better than she was last season.
Yes.
Yeah.
B, she in the listening party will talk so much shit about the other contestants, and I like that about her. She doesn't hide her true feelings. So, if I ever get killed or something, I hope she takes my spot as a judge. Because she would add, she would make this show definitely something.
Yeah, she does. She's very, like, honest in the listening.
And I like that about her, because a lot of times, like in a listening party, if I give somebody a negative critique, everybody in the chat will be like, I disagree with that completely. And then they'll secretly be PMing me and be like, you're totally right what you said. It's annoying.
Oh, I just say agree in the listening party.
Yes, you're one of the only ones, but not Katsumi H. Katsumi H will tell you if you sucked.
If I don't like something, I tend to go quiet.
Yeah.
I think that's the easiest way to do it.
I like this a lot. This is one of the better a cappella auditions I think we've heard all season. I said that with Traviata too, I believe, but I meant it with both of you.
Yeah, this was really pretty.
And I just like, love this song.
Me too. I like Rascal Flatts, and I wish more people sang Rascal Flatts songs, but they're hard to sing.
So much, okay? So much. Right.
Apparently.
More than the elephant or less?
Less. Equally. Nothing she plays Rascal Flatts while she's snuggling the elephant.
Rascal Flatts Nothing don't love her like the elephant.
I think that if you guys met the elephant in person, you would understand.
You can't meet the elephant because it's not a real... It doesn't have
I'm
life to it.
I'm going to
it's
meet
a
the elephant
animal.
And seduce it.
I'm going to meet the elephant and cut its trunk off.
No!
Why would you do such a horrible thing?
No!
Anyway, back to this chick.
That's so weird. Yeah, she sounded super great. I think... You could have bumped up the energy a little bit, but I think that your tone was really great.
See, I remember last season she always had energy problems, but I didn't get that with this. I really liked for this song. I thought she did a great job.
Yeah, I thought it had nice
it had
energy.
More than she has.
I think that you're. Yeah. I think you're critiquing her based on last season and not this season.
No, I'm not.
It's also like a low. It's like a low key song,
yeah, that's
so
true.
Like the energy fit.
I definitely think you've gotten better. I'm really excited to have you on the show again.
I'm really excited to have you again.
Yeah.
Me too.
I had her last season. I will have her again.
Okay.
Not in the same way I had Traviata, though. Okay.
I see.
Yes from me.
Yes from me as well.
Yes from me too.
Yay.
All right.
Katsumi H on the show.
Mm.
Up next we have...
Frosty Cups.
Frosty Cups.
Guys.
Yay!
Frosty Cups broke his forearms.
It's really
oh,
sad.
No.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I don't know.
How do you do that?
What is your forearm?
Let's waste our time with this troll-off.
Yeah.